Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we're going to talk a little entertainment with Paul Hall. I have a friend who saw this movie last night, one battle after another.
This is Bob Ferguson. I was a part of the French 75. Steve Lockjaw used to attack my home. And I cannot remember, for the life of my only child, the answer to your question.
Maybe you should have studied the rebellion text a little harder.
I need to find my daughter.
Well, then call us back when you have the time.
Did you just...
I've seen a little marketing for this. I'm a little confused, but you know who's going to straighten it out for us? Paul Hall from Common
Please.
Guy Films this afternoon. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
Oh, you give a lot of faith to me by saying I am going to straighten out a Paul Thomas Anderson movie, because if you know anything about Paul Thomas Anderson, and I know you do, Mark, he can be confusing for people. He goes a lot of places in the course of his movies. Now, you either love him or you hate him. And you either love films one-off or hate them one-off. Like, There Will Be Blood was something I really loved. I was not nearly as high on some of the other things, like Magnolia.
Right. Same for me. Absolutely. There Will Be Blood was fantastic.
That was a good movie.
But there were, you know, other things that he's done over the years, which I liked Punch Drunk Love with Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Oh,
I think
I
he
loved
did that one, right?
Yep.
But he is a unique director. So what's the concept here?
So here's the deal. It basically, we go back quite a while ago to a point where Leo DiCaprio's Bob and his girlfriend are part of the revolutionary effect to try and compare it to the Weather Underground back in the 60s type of a feel. They are doing things. They're going all radical, bombing things, just taking over and trying to, quote unquote, make a difference in the world with what they're doing. Now we fast forward years later, after a real uncomfortable attack on a migrant camp years ago, they move forward to today, and Bob, played by Leo, is on the run with his daughter, kind of hiding from a colonel who never let them go. He wanted to find them, and why is the question, as the driven man. Now, here's the deal about it. It goes all over the map. We deal with conspiracy theories. We deal with racial theories. We deal with hate groups. We deal with everything under the sun in the course of an almost three-hour movie.
Whoa.
And I felt to myself, this should have been so much better than it was. I've seen the early reviews come down, and they are different from me. They love it. I just like it. And I don't know if that's good enough to get you through 3 hours. Now, you've got Leonardo DiCaprio, Benicio del Toro, Sean Penn, Regina Hall, great actresses and actors throughout, Tiana Taylor and others. And yet, I just wanted more. I think at times it felt very disjointed. It felt like it didn't know whether it wanted to be humorous or serious, didn't know what was taking totally as serious as possible. I just think if you're an Anderson fan, you're going to want to go see it. If you're not, you may find a better use for 3 hours of your time.
Yeah, the friend that I mentioned saw it last night said, yeah, it was long. He appreciated some of the performances, including Sean Penn, but you're not inspiring the masses here this afternoon.
No.
How about this one called The Lost Bus? Is this a theatrical or not?
Yeah, it's starting in theatrical. Eventually, it'll move to streaming. Apple TV Plus gives it to us. Of course, they were one of the studios behind F1 earlier this year, so they're getting into the big-time, big-budget-type films. And this is director Paul Greengrass, another person.
Oh, yeah.
This one I absolutely love.
I like him. Matthew McConaughey's in this one.
Thanks to all drivers. There's a situation developing at Ponderosa Elementary. There are 23 kids who are stranded.
Is there anybody in the area that can pick them up? Is there anybody that can go and pick these kids up?
963 to base, I can get them.
My son's up there with his grandma. It's too late.
It's not too late.
Is this...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Based on true story or not?
Yes, it is. Okay. The Paradise Fire in 2018, 85 perished and hundreds else were injured. A fire that took over Paradise, California and the surrounding areas. This is something that Matthew McConaughey delivers a performance that will have you in tears throughout. You need to bring a box of Kleenex into this one. If you have a heart. If you don't have a heart, don't worry, you can leave it behind. It really totally tugs at your heartstrings a little bit because of his relationship with his son in the film, his relationship with his mother in the film, and the relationship that develops between McConaughey and America Ferrera, who plays Mary, who's a teacher at the school. Mary's a very straight-laced, by-the-book teacher. She wants to take this route out. She wants to go here. She wants to do it in her time. And Kevin's trying to get everybody out as quick as possible. There's a fire coming, and it has no boundaries. It is a film that will have you just from word go. A lot of intense moments. I found myself on the edge of the seat for a lot of this. And like I said, you'll need a box of Kleenex. The cool thing about this, and I hearken back to Sue and her great random facts. In this, his son in the film, Sean, is played by his real-life son, Levi.
I noticed
and
that.
And his mom in the film is played by his real-life mother.
I noticed
so this
that.
Is, and they didn't know, like Greengrass didn't know who they were when Matthew pitched them to him. He purposely took their name off it and pitched him an audition tape, and Greengrass was like, these people are perfect, and that's who they ended up with in the film.
That's so that cool. That seems like one, it's going to have a short theatrical and then be on Apple TV Plus?
I got a feeling it might, unless you get out and see it, which I think in a theater where you can shut out all the distractions and really get into an intense film, it's a great place to go see it.
Let's talk a little streaming. Are you watching Black Rabbit, Jane, or not?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think?
I like it.
Okay, I'm four episodes in. I think it's a little slow.
It.
This is the one we talked about a little bit last week, Jude Law. And he plays a restaurateur who started, I guess, a club restaurant with his brother, Jason Bateman, who kind of comes back into the picture after being away from the city for a while. And there's kind of weird stuff happening behind the scenes with both brothers that gets intriguing. I like it, I think, mainly because Jason Bateman's character is very different.
He's always good.
And, you know, but it's a little slow, though, I think.
A little slow, but, you know, it's one of those where you're like, I don't really like any of these people.
Yeah.
You're like, there's not a lot of redeeming, but, you know, but Succession, they got away with it. And, it's intriguing. I like the fact that you have the one brother who's really sanctimonious about, oh, his brother's a screw up. And then
we find out
that,
right.
You know,
there's
the apples
parallels.
Are still close to that tree.
Yes.
And so I thought, you know, I don't know. I like it a lot.
I don't know where it's taking us. That and we'll see.
But Slow Horses started.
Slow Horses is out with its is it fourth or fifth, and I'm
fourth.
All caught up on that. So
fourth.
I'm going to start that this weekend. What else do we got out there streaming-wise, Paul?
Ian Morning Show.
Well, a couple things interesting happened. The Savant was supposed to premiere on Apple TV Plus this week. They have postponed that. Jessica Chastain stars, and if you take what she put to social media on it, she's not one too happy that Apple TV pulled this in the wake of the Charlie Kirk shooting. It is a limited series. I think eight or ten episodes, and it deals with stopping gun violence and mass shootings before they happen. So it's definitely one that maybe was a little too touchy right now. Some people call it something else, but it may be a little too touchy. That was supposed to start this week. That is postponed. It will come back, and we'll talk about it more when I can actually talk about it.
Okay.
In theaters, too, couple quick hits. June Squibb is back. She's our favorite 90-year-old, for sure, in the movies. 97 this November,
bless
by the way.
Heart.
Unbelievable. And she's in a new film directed by Scarlett Johansson called Eleanor the Great. This is the first time Johansson's behind the camera. And after you see The Lost Bus, you may need a second box of Kleenex for this one. It's a Holocaust story like you've never seen a Holocaust story told, about a woman who loses her best friend and goes back home to New York and gets a lot of notoriety for a Holocaust story. Chiwetel Ejiofor is here as well. Another great performance from him, as usual. Eleanor the Great is something told very different than anything you've ever seen, a Holocaust story. And Dead of Winter takes Emma Thompson to Minnesota. And it's kind of a thriller. It's kind of a slow burn thriller. That's in theaters as well. I was turned off early on when almost the first word out of Emma Thompson's mouth was oofta. And I was going, okay, come on. This is a little too much trying to make Minnesotans look a little oofta.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Don't overdo.
By the way, on the June Squibb front, I always like to mention this. You know, she's from Vandalia, Illinois. She worked at the Muni. That's one of the ways that she got her start. And then, you know, she was born, as you indicated, she was born almost 100 years ago, 1929. She converted to Judaism in the 1950s. So some notes about June Squibb there, because she is local. We like to lay that claim down every once in a while. Paul, anything else you want to mention before I let you go this afternoon?
Those are the biggest ones. Netflix just is bringing some of the new theatricals back. 28 Years Later is out there for you to get a chance to see, and a couple of the others. This is a slow week, but as we get to September, these theatricals are getting better. The streaming releases are getting better, and you're going to see some amazing things in the next couple of months if you like film.
Oh, good.
So I don't remember if we talked about this last week, but the other one I'm about to press go on is the Ethan Hawke show that's on Hulu. It's an FX show called The Lowdown. Have you seen that yet, Paul, or not?
It's got Tyrion Lannister.
I have not.
Tyrion Lannister.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, from Game of Thrones.
What's
his real
name?
I forget.
It looks quirky and interesting. I don't know if it's Elmore Leonard based, but it looks a little Elmore Leonard-y.
Who is it?
If you will. Yeah, it's kind of what it looks like. It's on Hulu, FX show. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
CommonGuy.com, my friend.
Have a great weekend. I'm facing Justin Herbert in fantasy football, so I hope your Chargers suck this week. How about that?
Whoa.
How about Justin has a bad game, but Omarion Hampton runs the ball a lot?
Okay.
I'm good with you good with that?
It's a compromise.
All right, well,
compromise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.